This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We've all seen across all industries where we don't focus on the stuff that really matters anymore. We focus on built-on processes that we keep on adding, thinking we're making people safe, but not necessarily making people safe. If it's not adding value, then we need to go and have a look at it and see what we can do to improve it, and so we can really get to the stuff that really matters at the end of the day and keeping people safe.
And maybe we'll identify that as stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, stuff that really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know,
but these things,
we can go through the conga line of those things.
Absolutely. But these things we're trying to do to reduce risk to the worker, they really are binary. They either do matter or they don't matter.
Yeah.
And I know we have this constant conversation that's being had at the moment, which is, when we have these hazards that can cause life-changing events, it's really important that we understand what our controls and mitigations are trying to do. And the way I explain it to groups of people and to groups of workers is either the control is trying to manage how the hazard releases energy, or that control is trying to influence the person. But the sad part about risk management is that risk management is all about reducing the uncertainty. And I really question sometimes about how these controls that are supposed to influence people's behaviour, how that actually reduces uncertainty.
I think that's why we get into that clutter. I think that's really at the crux of it, is that we feel uncomfortable with that degree of uncertainty. It's really difficult to articulate, so there is a tendency to put more things in. If we have more things, surely that will keep us safer. And really, if we go back to basics and ask people, what's the stuff that can kill you and what's the stuff that really matters? If we actually started at that point, we would be able to much better able to work out where does all of that kind of extra noise come into it, and how much value are they giving us? How much surety do they give us?
If you enjoyed the Safety Snapshot for Learning Teams about stuff that really matters, go to episode 8 for the full story.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon and other podcast providers near you.